Extract from document left to a publisher by Mr. Burnett of Carlops on the present state of Britain with respect to the peace, trade and liberty, before he was executed for having fought with the Jacobites at Preston. My dear comrade, January 10th, 1716. I find your friendship and good wishes have not abandoned me in my distress, but I am afraid the method you kindly advise me to follow in order to a pardon will neither answer your expectations nor my labour. You say the government will find its interest in making friends by clemency. No doubt you judge right in the main, but perhaps you mistake the peculiar complexion of this government. Powers founded in justice may flourish in clemency, but these acquired by force or fraud are commonly maintained by violence. In the case of a rightful sovereign, he comes into the world the common father of his whole people. He has no conquest to make of their affections. His breath and their own interest entitles him to it. Natural right is secured by regular and gentle means. But in the case of usurpation, a sovereign is no other as the head of a faction forced upon the whole. The faction alone which made him are his people. The unnatural means of his accession give him but a very remote prospect of the people's affections, and therefore must drive him into irregular arts to secure by violence what he has got by injustice. And, as all the world may observe in the present state of these unhappy nations, a factious handful of men governs the whole, as faculties of the sovereignty both in cabinet and parliament, without the least regards to the body of the nation. For these reasons, my dear friend, I have laid aside all thoughts of pardon in this world. And that I may not, by silence at this time, seem to acknowledge the charge laid against me and my friend as being engaged in an unnatural rebellion, as some please to call it, with a design against the Protestant religion, I have sent you the enclosed containing the motives which governed me in this affair, earnestly, begging as the last favour you will publish it with your best conveniency. A man who is going to make his account to God ought to be allowed to make his vindication to men. Neither my parts nor education can qualify me to say anything of this nature which can be used to persuade others, and too many men of this age have so far plunged themselves into impious pride and luxury that they have bid defiance to conviction. But I hope the words of a dying man will vindicate my own sincerity, which is all I intended by it, and will obtain the charitable opinion of good men that they who have left or ventured their lives in assisting the rights of their own lawful innocent prince and injured constitution have been engaged in an honourable cause, and not in an unnatural rebellion. I recommend you, my dear friend, and all my countrymen, to the protection of that God whose justice will reach the obstinate, and whose mercy accepts of the penitent.